Democrats successfully sued to keep the Green Party presidential and vice presidential candidates off the ballot in the state of Wisconsin this year. But this week, the Jill Stein campaign won a legal battle they began in Wisconsin after the 2016 election. They can now conduct a groundbreaking examination of so-called proprietary voting machine source code and share what they find with the public. KPFA's Ann Garrison spoke to Green Party presidential candidate Hallie Hawkins about that and about the Greens' singular opposition to war and militarism.
Hallie Hawkins, on October 8, Brown University came out with a study in which they said that 800,000 people, and I'm sure that's a gross underestimate, had been killed in U.S. wars since 9/11. And they also said that these wars had created 37 million refugees and cost $6.4 trillion. This isn't even part of the conversation between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. So would you like to say something about it?
U.S. imperialism and militarism and all the havoc we've created is not about the peace and security of people in the United States. It's about the security of the profits of U.S.-based global banks and corporations. So we need to get out of these endless wars. We need to stop deploying these new nuclear weapons that have destabilized global balance of power. We need to withdraw from these over 800 foreign military bases and stop wasting resources on militarism and use those resources to take care of people in the planet.
The Jill Stein campaign won a remarkable victory in the state of Wisconsin this week in a battle they've been fighting, a legal battle they've been fighting for 4 years. Could you explain that?
Yeah, what they won was the right to report to the public what's in the proprietary software in these voting machines. And that we need so we know that results reported are what people actually voted. And it's unfortunate that the Clinton campaign wouldn't defend its own interests in 2016. You know, in Detroit, there over 70,000 ballots that were never counted. We went to court to count them. Just said we don't have standing because we could win them all. We still wouldn't win Michigan. The Clinton lawyers were there in the courtroom and the judge asked them if they wanted to get involved because they would have standing. And they said no. Now, this is in Detroit. Those ballots weren't counted because they were defective scanners put in those Detroit precincts. Over 70,000 votes. She lost by just a little over 10,000 votes in order to flip the election. And then the Democrats blame us for spoiling the election. So now we're going into 2020. We're prepared to go to court again, but also out into the streets. So the vote is defended and it's fully counted and it's accurate. We want whatever the people voted for to be the result.
And what would you say to people who say, I'm not protesting and I'm not going out into the streets for Joe Biden?
Well, it's the principle of democracy. We can use it to advance our goals. And if you're worried about COVID, the labor movement is already talking about calling general strike or strategic strikes so that the government doesn't run till the vote is counted. And we may have to do that in this election.
And that was Green Party presidential candidate Hallie Hawkins. In Berkeley for Pacifica, KPFA Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.